Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Today is a great day, because you get to give yourself something. As you know, according to the schedule of my six daily commitments, Friday's commitment is to give. And what I'd like you to give yourself today is permission. Permission to just do your best, and only your best. Because in life and in writing, that's really all you can do. Now, I'm a perfectionist, and I have been all my life. But you might not even know it, because lately, I've really had to tone down my perfectionism. It's very difficult to be a prolific podcaster and blogger and still get hung up on every little detail. Of course, I want to provide great, useful content on my blog, and I want this podcast to be an excellent product, but perfect? Nah. It's not going to happen. And I have to accept that. I have to deal with the fact that there will be mistakes, there will be imperfections, there will be things I'll look back on later and wish I could change. Accepting, dealing, these words might sound dramatic, and I stop short of using the word coping, but if you're a perfectionist too, you might understand the sentiment. Imperfections cause a lot of inner turmoil. But when you give yourself permission to do your best, and only your best, it can be very freeing. And in addition to freeing you, when it comes to your writing, it could also very easily clear the way for you to finish what you've been trying so hard to finish. When it comes to wrapping up a project, I'm like a lot of other writers in that, ideally, I would like there to be no possible way that people won't like it. And the attitude some writers take when they write a book, I think, is, well, if I spent 2 years revising, editing, and revising again, it's gotta be good, right? And that's a story that they tell themselves in their heads. I'm using the word story to mean a non-productive belief. But here's the thing. Your 34th draft isn't gonna be much better than your 33rd. And it doesn't matter if it's your 50th draft. You're gonna find something that still needs to be changed. Guaranteed. So there came a point when I told myself, if I'm going to be able to run a business helping writers and blogging every day and recording a daily podcast episode, I can't stress about every little detail anymore. I just can't. So I stopped. But I'm still going to do the best I can. Takes a load off, doesn't it? At least it should if you've truly given yourself permission to just do your best. It could take time, though. And if you're really having trouble refraining from obsessing over minor details, it may be time for a bold move. Publish a blog post that contains a typo. Nothing egregious, just a small typo that you're fully aware of. And leave it there. Maybe someone will say something, although most likely no one will. And the world will go on turning, tomorrow will still come. The more you do this sort of thing, the more accepting you'll become of your imperfections and the imperfections of your work. Because nobody's perfect, so just do your best. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.